Menards is the ultimate home improvement destination in the Midwest. Since 1958, we've been supplying you with everything from hardware to automotive needs. We believe in helping you save big money on every project, big or small. From top-of-the-line tools to plumbing supplies, paint, and appliances, we've got you covered. We thank you for making Menards a part of your year. From our family to yours, have a safe and happy new year.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, so today we're diving into something pretty fascinating. The potential of GLP-1 agonists in treating sarcopenic obesity.
Yeah,
and
it's a hot topic.
It is a hot topic, and we've talked about GLP-1 agonists before.
We have.
Especially in the context of diabetes and weight management, but
right.
The research that we're looking at today suggests their impact could be even broader, especially as we age.
It's a rapidly developing area of research, and the implications for healthy aging are quite promising.
Yeah, and that's what has us so intrigued.
Good.
To help us unpack all of this, we have with us an expert in metabolic health. You're probably familiar with how GLP-1 agonists are already changing the game for diabetes and weight loss.
Right.
But what we're exploring today is how these medications could specifically address the challenges of sarcopenic obesity. A mouthful, I know.
It is.
So could you start by breaking down what sarcopenic obesity actually is?
So sarcopenic obesity is essentially what happens when you experience both an increase in body fat and a decrease in muscle mass and strength.
Okay.
This becomes increasingly common as we get older, and it's a lot more significant than just losing a bit of that youthful vigor.
Oh, it's not just about the number on the scale. It's about what that weight is made up of.
Precisely. And the real concern with sarcopenic obesity is that it can really impact your quality of life as you age. This combination of increased fat and decreased muscle can lead to a higher risk of falls.
Oh, wow.
Fractures, reduced mobility, and even chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes and heart disease.
It sounds like a bit of a vicious cycle too, right?
It can be.
Does the fat loss lead to muscle loss or vice versa?
It's often difficult to determine which comes first, as they frequently occur simultaneously, creating that vicious cycle you mentioned.
Yeah.
But this is where the potential of GLP-1 agonists becomes really interesting.
Okay, so back up for a sec for those of us who haven't memorized every episode of this podcast.
Yeah.
How do these GLP-1 agonists actually work?
Okay, so GLP-1 is a hormone naturally produced in our bodies that helps regulate both blood sugar levels and appetite. GLP-1 agonists essentially mimic the effects of this hormone. They slow down how quickly your stomach empties, which helps you feel fuller for longer and reduces your overall food intake. But, and this is crucial for sarcopenic obesity, they also appear to promote weight loss by targeting fat rather than muscle.
So we're talking about losing the right kind of weight.
Exactly. This selective fat loss is a key reason these drugs hold so much potential for treating sarcopenic obesity.
And how does that tie into the muscle aspect? It's not just about getting rid of fat. It's about maintaining or even improving muscle mass, right?
You've hit the nail on the head. And this is where things get really fascinating. You see, in addition to promoting this selective fat loss, GLP-1 agonists also improve insulin sensitivity.
Now, remind me, why is insulin sensitivity so important, especially when we're talking about muscle?
Insulin sensitivity essentially refers to how effectively your body's cells can use glucose for energy. As we age, our insulin sensitivity naturally declines, making it harder for our muscles to utilize glucose for energy and growth.
Ah, so it's like our muscles aren't getting the fuel they need to stay strong.
Precisely. GLP-1 agonists, by improving insulin sensitivity, could help counteract that age-related decline and give our muscles a better chance to maintain their strength and function. But the potential benefits don't stop there. There's growing evidence that GLP-1 agonists might also combat chronic, low-grade inflammation, which is another contributing factor to age-related muscle loss.
Okay, so we've got this medication that could potentially burn fat without sacrificing muscle, improve how our muscles use energy, and fight inflammation. It almost sounds too good to be true. What does the research actually tell us?
While we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, the research is still in its early stages. The preliminary findings are certainly promising.
Well, let's get to those findings. Our sources mentioned some studies looking at liraglutide. That's a type of GLP-1 agonist, right?
Yes. Liraglutide is a commonly prescribed GLP-1 agonist. One study we looked at showed that combining it with exercise not only improved what we call cardiometabolic markers, but also helped preserve lean mass.
Hold on. Before we go any further, could you clarify what you mean by cardiometabolic markers?
Of course. Cardiometabolic markers are essentially measures of your metabolic health, and they can indicate your risk for developing heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. These markers include things like blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and blood sugar control.
So improvements in these markers, along with the preservation of lean mass, suggest that liraglutide could have a powerful impact on overall health, especially as we age.
That's exactly what the research seems to indicate.
Absolutely.
And these positive effects on cardiometabolic health become even more significant when we consider another study we looked at. This one focused specifically on patients with type 2 diabetes and found that GLP-1 agonists were effective in reducing visceral fat.
Now, I've heard that term before, visceral fat. But what makes it different from, say, the fat we might see just under our skin?
That's a great question. Visceral fat is the type of fat that accumulates around your internal organs, deep within your abdominal cavity. And it's far more than just an aesthetic concern. Visceral fat is linked to a higher risk of serious health issues like heart disease, stroke, and even certain cancers.
So it's not just about fitting into our genes. It's about protecting our long-term health. It sounds like reducing visceral fat is a major win.
It really is. And what's even more encouraging is that this particular study showed participants were able to reduce that dangerous visceral fat while either maintaining their existing muscle mass or even experiencing a slight increase.
That's incredible. So we're seeing this consistent pattern of targeting fat while preserving or even enhancing muscle. What else is going on here? Are there other ways these GLP-1 agonists might be working to benefit muscle specifically?
There's some fascinating early data suggesting that GLP-1 agonists could enhance the body's response to protein, which is crucial for muscle health.
Okay, I'm gonna need a bit of a refresher here. How does protein actually relate to muscle growth and maintenance?
Think of protein as the building blocks for your muscles. When you eat protein, your body breaks it down into amino acids, which are then used to repair and build muscle tissue.
So if we simplify it, more protein essentially means more muscle.
In the simplest terms, yes. But here's where it gets really interesting, and this is where age becomes a factor. As we get older, our bodies gradually become less efficient at using protein to build and maintain muscle. This age-related decline in muscle protein synthesis is one of the primary reasons we experience muscle loss as we age.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So where do GLP-1 agonists fit into this process?
Well, this is what's so fascinating. The research suggests that GLP-1 agonists might actually help counteract that age-related decline in protein synthesis, making our bodies more efficient at using protein to maintain muscle mass.
That's remarkable. It's like we're giving our bodies a helping hand to hold on to that muscle mass as we age. But let's talk about the bigger picture for a moment. What are the next steps in this research? What needs to happen to determine how best to use these medications for treating sarcopenic obesity?
You're right. We need to be cautiously optimistic. It's still early days in this research, and we need longer-term studies that focus specifically on the effects of GLP-1 agonists on muscle mass and function in older adults. Currently, much of the evidence comes from studies that were primarily focused on diabetes or obesity. Another important avenue to explore is combination therapies.
What kind of combinations are we talking about? What could be paired with GLP-1 agonists to maximize their benefits?
One very promising approach could involve combining GLP-1 agonists with resistance training. We already know that exercise, especially resistance training, is incredibly beneficial for building and maintaining muscle. Imagine combining that with a medication that could potentially amplify those effects. It could be a game changer.
So it's not about replacing exercise. It's about making that exercise even more impactful.
Precisely. And we can't underestimate the importance of personalized medicine. Sarcopenic obesity is a complex condition, and what works effectively for one person might not be suitable for another. We need to get much better at tailoring treatment plans to individual needs and characteristics.
It sounds like there's still much to learn, but the potential here is truly incredible. Did any of the research highlight particularly intriguing avenues for a future study?
Definitely. One study that really caught our eye involved combining GLP-1 agonists with something called myostatin inhibitors.
Myostatin inhibitors, I have to admit, that's a new one for me.
It's quite a mouthful, isn't it?
Yep.
To put it simply, myostatin is a protein naturally found in our bodies that actually limits muscle growth.
Wait, hold on. Our bodies actually have something that prevents muscle growth. Why would that be?
It might seem counterintuitive, but it's actually a natural regulatory mechanism. However, in the case of sarcopenic obesity, where we're actively trying to promote muscle growth, blocking the effects of myostatin could be incredibly beneficial.
So if we combine a myostatin inhibitor with a GLP-1 agonist, are we talking about some serious muscle building potential here?
That's what researchers are hoping for, and this particular study showed some very encouraging results. The combination therapy led to significant increases in both muscle mass and strength, exceeding the effects of neither treatment used alone.
Wow, that's fascinating. It seems like we're just scratching the surface of what these medications could do. So we're not just talking about using existing medications in new ways. We're talking about potentially developing entirely new drugs with muscle preservation as a primary goal.
Exactly. And this research is already showing a lot of promise. One preclinical study we came across looked at a modified GLP-1 analog. In animal models of sarcopenic obesity, this modified version showed even better results in terms of muscle glucose uptake and reducing muscle breakdown compared to the standard GLP-1 agonists.
Okay, I think you might need to break down some of those terms for me.
Yeah.
What exactly is muscle glucose uptake, and why is it important to reduce muscle breakdown as we age?
You're right, I got a bit technical there. To put it simply, muscles need glucose for energy. Just like a car needs fuel, muscle glucose uptake refers to how efficiently your muscles can take in glucose from your bloodstream to power their activity.
Okay.
And when we talk about reducing muscle breakdown, we're referring to the natural process where our bodies are constantly breaking down and rebuilding muscle tissue.
Right.
As we age, this balance can get thrown off, leading to a net loss of muscle mass over time.
So it's like our muscle building machinery becomes less efficient as we get older.
Exactly.
And these GLP-1 agonists, especially these new modified versions, could potentially help tip that balance back in favor of muscle maintenance.
That's a great way to put it. It's about supporting our body's natural ability to stay strong and functional as we age.
This is all incredibly promising, but, you know, research takes time. What would you say to someone listening who's struggling with sarcopenic obesity right now and feeling like there's no hope?
I'd say don't lose hope. While these new treatments are still being studied, there are absolutely things you can do today to manage your condition and take control of your health.
Right.
Exercise, especially resistance training, is absolutely crucial. Even small, consistent efforts can make a significant difference. And of course, a healthy diet that's rich in protein is essential for supporting your muscles. It's never too late to start making positive changes.
That's such an important message. So as we wrap up, what are the key takeaways our listeners should remember, especially those who want to stay strong and vibrant as they age?
The research on GLP-1 agonists for sarcopenic obesity is still relatively new, but it holds immense promise. What's particularly exciting is the potential to not just manage this condition, but to truly improve quality of life as we age. It's not just about living longer, it's about living better.
Absolutely. This research really has us thinking, could GLP-1 agonists be a key to unlocking a future where aging doesn't have to mean slowing down or losing our strength? It's a question worth pondering. And as always, this is just the start of the conversation. We'll be sure to include links to all the studies we mentioned so you can explore this fascinating research further, because knowledge, as they say, is power at any age.